Pakistan yesterday. U.S. troops, two helicopter loads of U.S. Navy SEALs to be exact, cornered and killed Osama bin Laden just 40 miles outside Islamabad at a mansion. President Obama claims he was killed after a firefight, which sounds to me like cops saying someone was killed while resisting arrest. It is impossible to determine from this statement if Osama bin Laden fought to the death or was executed on the spot. Certainly a trial would have offered Obama a choice between a circus trial in New York or a military commission before an internationally condemned kangaroo court at Guantanamo Bay. Afghanistan, 27th of April. An Afghan military pilot opened fire on U.S. troops, killing 8 U.S. soldiers. News reports said an Afghan pilot started shooting after a dispute in an area of Kabul airport for Afghan military pilots. The shooter was killed in the incident. This incident had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden, and everything to do with the effect of occupation on day-to-day life. Although the Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack, the Afghan Ministry of Defense dismissed that claim as a hoax, pointing out that the shooter, a veteran Afghan pilot and military officer, quote, opened fire on foreigners after an argument. Afghanistan, 1st of May. The Taliban announced the start of their spring offensive. So much for U.S. claims that they are on the ropes. Bin Laden or not, warfare in Afghanistan will continue so long as any nation's foreign troops continue to occupy the country. This has been so since the days of Alexander the Great. Continued occupation will follow up the U.S. victory over bin Laden with a U.S. defeat in Afghanistan. 7.5 years ago, U.S. troops captured Saddam Hussein in Iraq. U.S. occupation troops stayed, and 7.5 more years of war have been fought since that time. The bloodiest part of the fighting, the beheadings, the Abu Ghraib prison scandal, all of those were months or years in the future and could have been avoided. Mr. Barack Obama, don't repeat in Afghanistan and Pakistan the mistakes of George W. Bush in Iraq. Iraq, last Friday, Xinhua Net News is reporting the death of a U.S. soldier during operations in an undisclosed location in southern Iraq on Friday, the 29th of April. Iraq, last Wednesday, Multinational Forces Iraq, meaning a U.S. military, is reporting the death of a U.S. service member from a, quote, non-hostile incident in an undisclosed location in southern Iraq on Wednesday, the 27th of April. Mosul, Iraq, 1st of May. A suicide attack on an Iraqi army patrol kills 7 people, 4 soldiers, and 3 civilians, and wounds 15 people more. Taji, Iraq, 30th of April. A judge's house was bombed with multiple devices, killing him and wounding members of his family. A security source told Al Samaria News that unknown armed men wearing military uniforms attacked many houses belonging to members of the Awakening Councils in a village situated in Taji region north of Baghdad. The attacks killed one of the armed men who was wearing a major's costume and wounded 2 of the Awakening Council members. The Awakening Councils are former resistance fighters who turned coats to side with the U.S. in 2007 and are regarded by many in the country as traitors for so doing. Iraq, ongoing. Protests throughout Iraq are demanding that U.S. troops honor the December 31st deadline to leave the country. Muqtada al-Sadr warns that his followers will take up arms against U.S. troops once again if the U.S. does not leave. In recent weeks, U.S. officials have been discussing continuing the occupation of Iraq beyond the year-end deadline. Mr. Barack Obama, you caught and killed bin Laden. The United States got what it came for in Afghanistan. Soldiers will be asking, can we go home now? The people of Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iraq are all asking, can you go home now? Now is the time to declare victory and bring all the troops home from all 3 countries today.